From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When Barack Obama was elected president, some comics were not amused. Chris Rock called him a comedian's worst nightmare. Bill Maher said, on top of being perfect, he's black, and liberals are afraid to laugh at anything with a black person in it. But President Obama does not intimidate Second City, the comedy troupe based in his hometown of Chicago. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Second City is in Washington with a show called Barack Stars.
Barack Stars is pretty raucous and irreverent. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is like a little pit bull out of control. Vice President Joe Biden is one giant run-on sentence.
But at choice moments, you'll still hear my voice, like when I told the media nobody should fly on a plane or ride a subway because of swine flu.
Swine flu.
And President Obama?
We can be what we want, and we want to be what we can.
Cast member Sam Richardson has been impersonating Barack Obama for about a year now and studying his mannerisms for even longer.
Sometimes when we speak, he's got a little bit of Martin Luther King in his voice. So sometimes he'll you know, go,
now, what we need to do as a people is come together and achieve what we can all achieve.
But then sometimes he'll bring it way down and he'll just be talking to you and I'll say, I like what you're talking about. I understand what you're saying. But I don't think it's prudent at this time. Because he's got so many nuances, he's such a dynamic figure. It's fun to play with that.
And play they do. Everyone's fair game in Barack Stars, including Barack fans.
Can Obama really turn Guantanamo into the next Six Flags?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
But can you really make smoking good for you?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Second City's Mark Warzeka directs Barack Stars.
A lot of our Obama material is rooted in exaggeration. There's real-life Obama worship out there, and yeah, that could be a lot of fun.
When my boyfriend and I fight, Obama is there to stay the night.
Barack Stars was made for a D.C. audience, and this crowd was into it. In fact, Second City gets a lot of its material from the audience. At the comedy troupe's resident stages in Chicago and Toronto, the cast will do improvisation and let the audience shout out ideas.
And most of the time, I think the audience is reflecting what's going on out there in the world today. What they read in the paper this morning, they're going to shout out at our improvisation at night, and that's going to work its way into our shows.
Take gays in the military and the policy don't ask, don't tell. This is what the real Barack Obama said in an interview with Military Times before he was elected president.
At a time when we are shorthanded, that everybody who is willing to lay down their lives on behalf of the United States and can do so effectively can perform.
Addy, soldiers, I am here to talk to you about a policy called Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, this thing's been working fine for a while, but now we gotta change it. Since we're very short-handed in certain areas of the world right now. So from now on, Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be called Don't Leave! Don't leave, please! Don't leave!
Second City is marking its 50th anniversary this year. It was founded in 1959 at the University of Chicago by young actors who wanted to do political and social satire. Its alumni is like a who's who of American comedy, from John Belushi to Tina Fey. Barack Stars is the first new show Second City has premiered in D.C. Mark Warzeka.
To get to do, you know, a whole show of Second City social and political satire in our nation's capital, in a great theater just blocks from the National Mall, is a real honor and privilege and thrill for all of us.
Barack Stars is on stage at the Woolly Mammoth Theater through early August. So far, no sign of any real Barack Stars in the audience. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.